Well, you may or may not have noticed here on the Wib Wake Up Show that it was not the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb end of last week because I was down in Madison. Maybe you didn't even notice. But anyway, I was down in Madison for Thursday and Friday. So thank you so much to Elijah for covering for me. And while I was down in Madison, I figured I would take advantage of the food scene. Now, I'm not a foodie. This wasn't, going and trying to find some artsy place. No, I knew where they had Chick-fil-A's, and so that's what I hit up. So I went to a Chick-fil-A because, honestly, if I'm anywhere in the vicinity of one and it's not Sunday, why in the world would I not go to Chick-fil-A? So I'm in the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A, and I get just the standard number one. And I got my order in for my sandwich and got a sweet iced tea. And I figured, you know, cookies and cream milkshake as well, too. Let's splurge and not think about the caloric content. So I'm pulling up to the drive-thru, getting out my money to pay, fumbling with the cash. And I get a call, and it's a work-related call. And so I did not want to drop this call, and I did not want to set this person aside. And so I figured, you know what, I'll just keep on going with the call. First mistake there, Caleb. You probably would have understood, given that I was in Chick-fil-A, you know, that Chick-fil-A is a high priority in my life. Anyway, so I was taking this work call, and I did something that I cannot stand, because I worked in retail for many, many years. And I can't stand it when people go through a checkout line or through a drive-thru on their phones and don't even have the decency to put the phone down and talk to you. So I was that person. I was going through the drive-thru and I was on my phone. So I paid for my food and got it through the drive-thru window and thanked them and, you know, kind of that sorry and thanked them and went on. Well, this was at the Westtown Mall in Madison. And so I pulled over to finish my call. And wanting to enjoy my nice, hot, spicy Chick-fil-A sandwich and my cookies and cream milkshake and my iced tea. Well, I found my iced tea and I found my delicious cookies and cream milkshake, but there was no bag of food. I had driven away without my food. I paid for my food and drove away without it. So immediately, upon realizing that, I think I was talking to somebody from the station at the time, and I said, I just went through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru and didn't get any food. I go back with much chagrin and regret to Chick-fil-A. And instead of going through the drive-thru, this time with my phone in my pocket, I went to the front desk, the front counter there. And I said, because they asked for your name, right? They asked for your name with your order. And I said, I'm Caleb. I went through the drive-thru and I told them, I said I was being rude and I was on my phone and I did not get my delicious Chick-fil-A food. And this is what they told me. They said, oh yeah, we were waiting for you. They had remade my food. So instead of just letting it sit in the bag, they had remade my food so it would be nice and hot as I came back through the door. They gave me my food, no questions asked, with a smile. The guy from the drive-thru came over and said, oh yeah, we were waiting for you. Gave me my nice, delicious, hot Chick-fil-A and also gave me a courtesy card for a free Chick-fil-A sandwich, any sandwich of my choice, for free. And I told the gentleman, I said, why in the world are you giving this to me? This was my fault. I was rude. I was talking on the phone in your drive-thru and walked away without my food and caused you hassle and had you remake the food and now you're giving me something else. And he said, he just smiled and he said, that's what we wanted to do. And he said, it's my pleasure. Like they always say at Chick-fil-A. And I'm not someone, folks, who tries to Jesus juke you, meaning trying to turn everything into Christianese. But isn't that a picture of what God does for us? It reminds me of the parable of the prodigal son, because they were waiting for me. I was the one who screwed up. I messed up. I was rude by being on my phone in the drive-thru. I drove off without my food. It was my screw-up. And yet here they have it waiting for me, hot and fresh and ready and delicious, and then give me something else. So here it is, the mercy not giving me what I do deserve, which is like tough. You're going to have to pay for it again. Maybe they should have done that. They didn't. Instead, they give it to me again. And then the grace giving me something I don't deserve by giving me that extra delicious sandwich card as well, too. So maybe it doesn't work for you, that analogy, but for me, in Chick-fil-A, not only in the heavenly taste, but I saw my Savior in the way they treated me down in Madison. So kudos to Chick-fil-A at the Westtown Mall in Madison. Love you guys. Here's Matt Kearney. It's called Face to Face. That's 5:13 free around me. 16 past 8, sunshine 67. You're on the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb, WWIB. We are family. Well, Miami Beach, the Caribbean, Cabo, all of these vacation spots may sound appealing, but they can be very, very expensive. So why not plan a getaway where your hotel not only pays your travel expenses, but also gives you a little extra just for coming. Now, if you're wondering if there's a catch, there's a big old catch. And honestly, it just makes you wonder how desperate you are for a little alone time. Thanks to St. Louis University Center for Vaccine Development. Yes, you heard that right. Their Center for Vaccine Development. Now you can get paid for your travel expenses plus a little extra to go relax. Sort of, kind of. The catch, the big catch, you will be purposely exposed to influenza. And most sightseeing is out since you'll be quarantined. As Forbes reported, the University of St. Louis just announced that it has converted part of its on-campus hotel into a research hub for flu. I'm not sure how the guests in the other part of the hotel feel about that. Guests of Hotel Influenza and a parody to Hotel California is just running through my mind right now. Guests will be paid volunteers in a human challenge study that aims to evaluate the efficacy of vaccines. Rather than follow subjects in the real world who may or may not contract the virus, the center will make sure they contract the virus, exposing occupants to germs and then evaluating their response. Researchers are offering $3,500 cash per person to cover each volunteer's travel expenses, leaving the rest as compensation for marinating in their own snot. Can I say snot on the radio? $3,500. Is it worth it? Are you that desperate for alone time? You're like, yeah, 10 days of influenza, a little quarantine action. I'm all right with that. If so, contact the University of St. Louis. There are only 24 spots available. Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.